This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Mariachi band playing. Yes. Outside of his house this weekend, because it's just the story that won't let up. People were holding signs saying, "You like Mexico so much, we're bringing Mexico to you." So he did return from his beach vacation. He has become a certainly a very popular man on the comic circuit and late night TV and everything else in between. And I think he's probably still going to eat it a little bit on that. And we're talking about Senator Ted Cruz starting off the show and the week in Texas once again. Hey, everybody. So what's going on in Texas besides beating up Ted Cruz, the people coming to his neighborhood, and what's happening to him on social media, etc.? What's happening to the people in Texas is, thank goodness, some people now have water back, but not all. So there still are problems. There are still people that are boiling water. There's still people that are getting bottled water. There are horrible stories of finding people frozen to death who died because they had hypothermia and you just didn't know it yet at this point. There's the story of three children and their grandmother perishing in a fire after trying to stay warm because there were a lot of people that were doing all kinds of things to stay warm, not realizing what was happening. In this case, it started a fire, but there was carbon monoxide poisoning deaths too as well. People in garages huddling, thinking it was okay with the car on. So a lot of sad, sad stories coming out of the great state of Texas. And again, like I said, we are firmly planted here for a few minutes to kick things off. Kate Delaney, hope that you had a great weekend wherever you are listening to my voice, including in Texas, because the weather did improve, so the snow melted. That's the good news. And like I said, about a third of Texans still have water supply issues after the power outages. There's going to be a lot of things that happen as far as the investigations into the electric grid and the power grid that, you know, again, what happened in Texas is because there is no federal regulation over power, over electricity specifically. And so now there's all those conversations that are yet to happen. And there are people who are getting bills, and this is not even an exaggeration, for $16,000 for like about a week. And the reason is because they wanted to get cheaper electric, and they went into different exchanges and different groups that were selling electricity, and therefore they had to pay more for the electricity. They had to pay an outrageous amount, and then that gets passed on to the consumer because they're not on a price fix. So, you know, when you fix a price for a year or whatever it is, or 2 years, whatever the contract is, they didn't have those kinds of deals because they were buying the electricity, the company or the co-op that they were with, and thus this is what you get, right? And listen, you have people that are still cleaning up from the floods and the pipes that are bursting. Still, that's happening. The plumbers are ridiculously busy. It'll take weeks for some people to see a plumber. I mean, seriously, it's just that bad. And no kidding about the bills. Some of them are, some people are facing just unprecedented price hikes in their energy bills because of the storm. I mentioned different people who talked about what their bills were. There was one guy, his name's DeAndre Upshaw, and I think his face was all over the news because people interviewed him nationally. $7,000 from his electric company because they charge customers, like I said, at a market rate. So now there's going to be these investigations about the factors combined with the winter weather to disrupt the flow of the power to Texas homes, and we'll see, you know, ultimately what is discovered there. In the meantime, for the rest of the nation, I always say this show is about what the buzz is, and part of the buzz is, of course, about COVID. Anthony Fauci, the top doc of the nation, saying today on one of the Sunday Swirl shows, the political talking head shows on the tube, that you can be wearing a mask most likely into next year, and he'd be thrilled if we had a much better Christmas than we did last Christmas. So being very cautious to say every time he's asked when will things get back to normal, that, yeah, we're not going to tell you things are going to get back to normal anytime soon, which I think that's a disappointment to, of course, all of us, because we're looking for the answer to be said that we don't, when can we stop this? When can we have some kind of new normal, whatever that is, which I hate that word, but whatever that is, when can we start to move toward that? And he's being very, very cautious in what they're saying because of the vaccines and will you get herd immunity and what are companies going to do and what are schools going to do? And there's the argument over teachers. Shouldn't they be getting the vaccines? Teachers who say they want it. And then in many states, they're not on that first or even that second tier of those that are in line to get the vaccine. So they're not anxious to go back completely 100% full time into the classrooms. And if you don't get the classrooms going, it's just one of those effects all the way through the economy. You don't have kids in school. You have the problems of what are the parents doing. You have the entire family working from home if they're lucky enough to be working. And thus we see the collapse of the family unit because of the pandemic. And we're all in that same boat in some way. We might be rowing in a different direction. Our families look different. But in some way, we're finding ourselves in similar situations. So we're nearing a milestone of 500,000 dead in the U.S. And I think where I saw it best to explain to you, what does that mean? What does that look like? It looks like, and because I can relate to this and have driven this many, many times in my life, there is a stretch, like on the New Jersey Turnpike, from Philadelphia to New York City, and it's 94.7 miles. And as the Washington Post said, if 500,000 passengers traveled by bus, the caravan would stretch that far. That would be the 94.7 miles. It would be going from, it would be bodies stacked up basically from Philadelphia to New York, which is so crazy and hard to imagine the enormity of what has happened since this started a year ago. I mean, that's where we're at this point. Luckily, a lot of those numbers are coming down. Luckily, enough people are starting to warm up to the vaccine. You might not be one of them, but you're banking on this herd immunity. 43.6 million people have been vaccinated. You know what that adds up to? That's 13.1% of the total population of the U.S. Roxy says, I'm no fan of AOC, but damn, the woman can raise money, so I like her now. And I'm in the great state of Texas. What's that all about? We're going to the mailbag next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, just a quick reminder right at the top as we are shuffling the mail around. So much of it, thank you. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You can also give us a jingle on something I'm going to bring up here in a second that somebody brought up in the mailbag, and I saved it for that. But how about this one, Roxy? I mentioned it heading into the mailroom, talking about AOC saying, I'm not a fan of hers, but, you know, now I am because she raised $5 million for Texas relief and then went to Texas, most liberal of liberal that you could possibly find on the Hill, certainly. And the Democratic congresswoman from New York did the fundraising, hit it hard, and pressed hard for it, seeing what was happening to people, and decided that she was going to do what she could to help. So you have the dichotomy of AOC getting those donations, dumping that into Texas, and flying to Houston to join a Democratic Texas Congresswoman Garcia to distribute supplies and go to, you know, these food distribution centers and water delivery sites and tour the damage and all that kind of thing and try to help and see at the ground level, where you have Ted Cruz, who's just been battered ever since he got on that flight to Cancun with his family, then turned around the next day and did kind of a mea culpa thing. So then you have the contrast of that with Ted Cruz, who's getting a lot of backlash, even from many, many Republicans from his own party for that Cancun fiasco last week, while people didn't have power or water, especially in his area, in and around Houston, where they're finding people that have died. So, there is that dichotomy of that. So, yeah, I mean, hey, Roxy, look, she did do it. She did help. She helped her friend on the Hill and said that, you know, she just wanted to raise the money to help. She saw it. She said, you know, I've done stuff with COVID pandemic and other relief things, and I wanted to help mobilize and do what I could to get the money there. By the way, I got this from Jake, who says, when is Biden going to approve a major disaster declaration for Texas? That did happen. That happened over the weekend. So that means FEMA will bring down resources and assistance and for the people who need it. Because I think it's worse than what some people realize. And especially just in certain areas where they just, it was like eeny, meeny, miny, mo with the power and water and all of that, you know, in between. And certainly for some people not realizing how cold they were or, you know, what the toll it was going to take on the people that they love. And in the middle of the pandemic, no less. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Stanley. And Stanley says, Kate, I feel for the people in Texas. And that is one area where I'm like you. I'm all about the state's rights and let us do our thing. But sometimes, depending on your situation, if you're not the owner of the company, it is better to have some federal regulatory control. And that's hard for me to choke on that, but it's true. And this is a definite occasion where that would have helped the people in Texas. Instead, they're left holding the bag and are finding that their things are ruined and their pipes are burst, and they're lucky to have survived in some cases as they tried to get help, but there was no help that could really be offered with all those blackouts and power company overwhelm, where it was not going to have, you weren't going to have the lights turned on. And I think everybody, from what I've read, had different situations. Yeah, it was different situations, because sometimes people, there was a reporter I know that every hour he would be without power, then an hour later the power would come back. And it was like clockwork. Hour done, hour back on. Hour done, hour back on. And then I knew other people that had it straight all the way through for days, had no power, and then finally it came back on. So it depended where you were. All right, so big news about Donald Trump, and many of you have pointed this out to me because, you know, people are saying, when are we going to hear Trump again, and when are we going to hear him say something, because he's off of Twitter and mainstream social media. So Stephen said to me, Kate, did you hear about Donald Trump and CPAC? What do you think is going to happen with his CPAC speech? So, yes, I do know that he's speaking in Florida, and I am as curious as the next person. I'll put it this way. He hated leaks in the White House. There's not a lot of leaks among the people around him as to what the focus is going to be of CPAC and what he's going to talk about, except for, it's interesting because there was a Suffolk poll that was taken that said half of the Republicans would leave for a new Trump party. So could it be at CPAC that the former president announces, okay, listen, this is the Patriot Party or this party, or we're forming this, or we're going to help get people elected here or there. And I've said that I think it is accurate that there is going to be a push to help certain people get elected, right? People that backed him, people he likes or people he knows or people he's met in his time as president. And I think that you may hear something like that. I don't think it would be that much of a shock. So the Suffolk University USA Today poll was released on Sunday, and it was a 2-1 margin. Republicans would leave the GOP to follow the former president to a third party. And, you know, there people were quoted all over the place as saying, you know, establishment Republicans disagree with establishment Democrats and everything, and they don't ever push back and all kinds of things from this, the follow-up of this poll. But the poll found 46% of Republicans would follow Trump to a new party, compared to just 26 that would stay with the GOP, and the remainder is undecided. Undecided. Wow. That's a big number. I mean, that's a super, super big number. It's a poll. And, you know, listen, polls can slant in different directions. But I think it's pretty accurate. There, you got to think of the numbers. Think of the numbers in the election, 73 million. And what would be laid out and what does that mean? What does that entail? Remember the Tea Party. And there was some success there. But is it something that hangs on? Is it something that has legs? That, to me, is the key. Stay tuned. And what do you think of that? We're going to talk about that coming up. So here's one from Michael, who's listening to us in Michigan. Kate, brand new, heard you on in the morning. Loved it. Loved your references to eating an elk burger. That means you've been through here. And I got to tell you, I'm with you now on the mass. I was not into it at first. I hate it. But if it's going to get us out of this nonsense, get us out of this nonsense now. I don't want to go this to go on for years. I have two young daughters and a son, and I want them to have some kind of a normal life. They're constantly asking me, when is this going to be over? When are we going to get out of this, Dad? And, of course, I have no answers other than what we're hearing and what I can figure out myself. And the answer is, you're right, this virus is one SOB, and I don't like it. Yeah, putting it mildly, right? I don't like it. None of us like it. And it's just crazy to think of how long we've been dealing with it, right? How long? Crazy. I'm going to squeeze this one in. This one is from Mel. And Mel says, hey, Kate, I've emailed you a few times. And this time I wanted to just ask you about this. I saw a story about United removing planes from service. What kind of planes are they taking out of service? And why? I only caught like the header on that. I'm a real plane nut. It's the 777s, because they had a problem in the engine, something with a fan blade, remember that? And the United doesn't want that, right? So they're removing 24 planes. You're right, that was a headline. You saw that on, it could have been CNN, it could have been Fox. I think everybody had something about it. But there was a story, if you remember, a flight from Denver to Honolulu, 241 people looking out the window, and they saw the engine spewing flames and pieces of the plane falling apart. People praying, thinking this is it. They heard the big boom. Yeah, you can't take any chances with that. And pieces of the plane falling and scattering all over. Yikes. Donald Trump, CPAC, what's he going to talk about next?
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Denver, a Boeing 777 had an engine catch on fire and debris from the engine fell in surrounding neighborhoods. USA's Ben Naraki has more.
A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolled right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, and as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News. After a winter storm, the president has declared Texas a disaster. With more, here's USA's Val Dior.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs, also low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step, as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Two earthquakes happened right in a row off the coast of Oregon on Saturday afternoon. Both were around magnitude 5. They occurred just off the coast near the city of Bandon. No major damage or tsunamis were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Some intriguing questions. Obviously, the things that we're talking about, I mentioned at the top, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, continues to take a beating for making that trip to Cancun while Texans are still dealing with the fallout of no electricity. More people are popping up dead, sadly, at least 30 people, and people are having pipes burst, and there's floods in houses, and it's really, really a nightmare. I cannot imagine what this damage is going to be like in the end. Maybe worse than Harvey is what they're saying. So if you think of the price tag for Hurricane Harvey, and then you put it up against what happened with this freak winter storm, ooh, boy, oh, boy. And the number, every time I talk to someone about a potential number, it keeps rising, let's put it that way. And obviously the numbers with COVID and Fauci saying that it could be 2022, we're still in masks, and maybe Christmas looks different, and then you have the president saying that everybody should be able to take a vacation in the summer, and where are we? The answer is we don't know for sure. And I think that's what Fauci's trying to say. He's trying to temper what people think. because of the variants, et cetera, the vaccines in development, less Johnson & Johnson vax that's going to be out there, even though it looked like that was really, really super good. So, yeah, there's that. And then you've got the Republican Party and the conversations about the Republican Party and what is it, how does it reshaped? I mean, this is conversations that are always part of what the fabric is of our nation, right? When you have the two-party system. So a Democrat is elected president and then the Republicans start to question, well, what, who's next and what happens and with who are we running next and what's going on with the people who could run in 2022 and what's that going to look like on the Hill? And that those are normal conversations that would be held within the party. But because of the end of how Donald Trump went out and the popularity, I think, of Donald Trump, and then the impeachment twice, being impeached twice, and all that that entailed, and the mark on the party. So the mark that he has on the party, the really rabid fans, let's put it that way, and then those that are like, you know, no, it's not supposed to be about that. So there is some more extra, I guess I'll say, extra conversation on where is this headed? Is it about Constitution? Is it about what the party stands for? Is it about what the party did stand for? Is it morphing? Is it changing? What's happening? And that's why I think CPAC and the president speaking, the former president at the first, in his first public appearance since leaving office, is really so big, which will happen next weekend. What will he possibly say? And of course, Laura Trump and some others have been out there and been asked about it. And Laura Trump was asked about, what will he run again in 2024? And she said, yeah, I think there's a really big possibility that he's going to run in 2024, that he'll come back to the political arena. And, of course, Laura Trump is married to Donald Trump's son, Eric, and she has a voice, and so she gets tapped a lot to, you know, for commentary, et cetera, especially lately on what she thinks the future is, that kind of thing. And she talked about CPAC, and she talked about what's, you know, that he is, the, she said he is the head of the Republican Party, and that people, a lot of people think he is the head, and he has the voice. So there's my question to you. How significant is the former president to the Republican Party? And does he hold that leverage to define what happens next, especially in 2022 and 2024? Would he really run? I definitely believe, as I said before, he has a role and he's going to play that role and he's going to be the kingmaker. Does he want to be the president again? I think it's a whole different conversation. And I would have said yes before January 6th, and now I'm not so sure about that. And it is kind of murky, right? So on Saturday, Laura Trump was on Fox News, and she talked about whether he was going to run in 2024, and she was pretty adamant that, yes, absolutely, there's a very real possibility of that happening. And it's interesting because this is the conservative conference and normally would take place near Washington, D.C., but it was moved to Florida this year to avoid the coronavirus restrictions that would be in Washington, D.C. And, of course, statewide coronavirus restrictions lifted in Florida late in 2020. So he's going to speak on Sunday afternoon, the final day of the conference, which runs from the 25th to the 28th. And he is going to use his time to discuss the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. And will he go after Joe Biden? Will he talk about immigration and immigration policies? Will he focus on other things that are already happening? It's only a month into the Biden administration. But I think the outpouring for Trump since he left office, he's always been a polarizing figure. You're either on the Trump train or you're not. But I think he's going to say that the movement to make America great again has only just begun. And I think there's probably more of a push for him to help with 2022. And I don't think you're going to hear any references to impeachments or any references, I don't think, or to January 6th and what happened with the mob attacking the Capitol. I don't think so. I think it's going to be about what moving forward does the Republican Party look like, and what's his role in the Republican Party. And I mentioned this before, where you have nearly half of Trump voters that would ditch the Republican Party for a new party. So who is the face of the Republican Party that isn't Donald Trump? And I guess that would be Mitch McConnell is trying to reel that back in, but having a tough time of it. And especially, let's see what happens at CPAC, which, by the way, Mike Pence was invited, the former VP, to CPAC too, and he declined, which probably is smart based on some of the things that have obviously happened with Pence since leaving Washington, D.C. So he declined the invitation to speak. I mean, he has a conservative record. He, leading up to what happened at the tail end of the administration, certainly had a respected voice in conservative politics, but he's passed on that. So this is probably, not probably, it is a must-hear, listen-see of CPAC to get a glimpse into what the future Just get a glimpse into what the future could look like, and we'll see what that is. And I do believe it's going to be whatever maybe it's going to have a different name, whatever the party, Patriot Party, the Make America Great Again Party, I don't know. But I would not be shocked to hear that there is some name, and it could be the ones that I've uttered, and it's going to be like a Tea Party scenario, only probably a lot stronger when you have millions of people. And even if you've lost some and then some have jumped on board, when you have millions of people backing you, there is power obviously in those numbers, and that's what you look at. How many people would be there and how many people wouldn't be there, and they say no, they're going to stick with whatever the GOP brand is, or does that brand completely morph? I think one thing that Trump and Ted Cruz have in common is they're not happy about leaks. The former president never liked the leaks and always wanted to find out who is saying this and how is this getting out to the press and what's happened here. And Ted Cruz, I think, is probably feeling the same way because he changed his travel plans, right? And United Airlines had him booked to come back on Sunday, and then he changed his ticket. So originally he was supposed to return to the Lone Star State over the weekend, but then when the optics looked so bad, came back early. And how did people know his agenda? How did people know when he was scheduled to come back on United Airlines? So United Airlines say their policy is not to share personal information about customers, and they're investigating on their side of it. But I think it's got to be someone close to Ted Cruz who knew when he was coming back. Somebody leaked that information, probably close to him, or somebody else somewhere along the chain did. I can't imagine that it would be United, right? Because what he's sticking to is school was canceled for a week. The girls want to take a trip with their friends. I want to be a good dad. I flew down with him last night. I'm flying back this afternoon. When he came back on Thursday and then decided he was second guessing his trip the minute he got on the plane on Wednesday. But still, there is the question of flight information and how was that leaked. If it's someone from United, they're going to snip them out, that's for sure. This or that on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without short news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but at no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
The trumpets mean that Sir Eric is with us here at the tail end of the show for This or That, our weekly installment. Hey, Sir Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. I mean, I just got over the, they call it, what are they calling it, snowvid in Texas, but I didn't lose power. I didn't have any of the things that happened to other people, but we had snow. And the snow was pretty cool because I grew up in a snowy area, but I haven't been in it in a long time. So it made me think of, you know, you've been around snow, This or That. If you get a whole bunch of snow and you're with a couple of your buddies and you're going to do one thing or the other, would you build a snowman just for fun, or would you have a snowball fight?
Definitely a snowball fight.
Because it's easier, that's why.
Yeah.
Right.
We've had a few, actually, at my other job.
Snowball fights?
Yep.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was nice because I haven't done that in a really long time, so it was, like, really nostalgic.
You know, at the mothership, why don't you call people in early, and then I'd love to see what happens. The Battle of the Board Ops. our technical crew. Who emerges the winner? I think it would be funny.
Probably me. Everyone else are a bunch of gamers.
That's right. So they wouldn't be as good as you. You're more athletic. You'd be able to hurry up, crunch those snowballs together, pack them in nice and tight, and nail them.
Exactly.
Nice.
Fastball.
Fastball. Drill them with a fastball. Snowball fights are fun. This or that would be hard for me. So this is the snowman or that is the snowball fight. What's really odd is I went for a walk in the woods today, and, of course, the snow is melting, but I saw five snowmen. I mean, deep in the woods. One was on this treacherous bridge where if you fell over, I don't know that you survive. And I thought, how did they get this giant snowman that they built it there? And I know it's a bunch of dudes. There's no women, girls that I know that are hanging off the side of a rickety bridge building a snowman. And I even took a picture of it. I just was blown away by it. And I saw a lot of snowmen, so I thought, wow, I know these aren't all you little kids that are doing this. So maybe there's something about building a snowman. Hey, there's all this snow, we never do this, and I'm just going to make a snowman instead.
Yeah, that's cool. That kind of reminds me of when you see graffiti in a weird spot where you can't imagine the people doing it.
Yes.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Sometimes it is. You're right. People get this idea in their head when you say graffiti. Ooh, terrible, awful, damaging. But graffiti now is like artwork, some of it.
Yeah. I think it should be, you know. It should be art rather than offensive or, you know.
Exactly. Trashing whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. This is a big one, and this came up over the weekend for me, so this is why I'm asking you this question. This or that, kettle corn or buttered popcorn?
Ooh, that's a tough one there. Go with buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn. I think I'd go with buttered popcorn, too. But the hub said, kettle corn anytime. He said, if you're going to get the calories from all the butter, you might as well do the kettle corn. It'd probably be less calories, and it tastes better.
That's a good point. If it's like the real legit kettle corn, like in the kettle,
yeah,
then I might go with that. But nowadays, you know, kettle corn usually doesn't taste as good as it does when it's real.
Yeah, when you go to like festivals and stuff, I've been to. There's a big thing called Wild Flower. It's a big, huge music festival, and they have other things, food, of course, and they make fresh kettle corn. It just blows you away because it's hot, and it's fresh, and it tastes way different than something you would get on the shelf somewhere.
Yeah, that's the way to go right there.
Yeah. So I think I would say buttered popcorn unless I was at, like, that music festival, and they were giving you the real stuff. You're right. It does taste different. There is a difference of how it tastes when it's fresh. The best kettle corn I ever had, for anyone out there listening, if you ever go to San Francisco, by the waterfront there, oh my gosh, it's incredible, the Embarcadero. People walk around with like cones of it. It's so good. I don't know what they do to it, but it's good.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, certain areas are known for certain things. And I kind of think they're known for that. I could be wrong, but it tasted good. I'm just going to say that.
Where's the waterfront? You said in San Francisco?
In San Francisco. So you go to, it's the Embarcadero. You go to like Market Street there, and you'll see, you know, the shops and restaurants and all that kind of thing. You know, they call it Fisherman's Wharf. So if you were taking an Uber, you'd say, take me to Fisherman's Wharf. And right there on that whole wharf area, and right where that Embarcadero that you would go down, it's right off of there. There's all kinds of things.
Got it. Cool.
Oh, so good. So good. That's back in the old days. Now I think you'd have to wear three masks. I don't know. They tell us we have to wear double masks. So, back when we used to really just work out anywhere in the open, and you and I are both workout people, you know, went to gyms, that kind of thing. And you could argue about that. Like some people say, why do you have to go to a gym? And you're driving to a gym and you can just work out in your house, but you're not motivated to do it always, I don't think.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. I don't know. There's just something about the atmosphere, and I could be wrong. I know, I get it. People are jumping on the bikes and doing this crazy Peloton stuff. That is not for me, Peloton. Are you a Peloton person?
No, no way.
Me either. I can't do it. People are like, why? Why can't you do it? Why? Like it's a sin. Like I am committing a sin that I cannot do. I cannot join the tribe of Pelotons. Why? Why can't you do it? Why can't you just get on the Peloton and go a billion miles an hour with people screaming at you through the screen? I'm like, I just won't do it. I know it. I could maybe do it once. Maybe I just don't. I know. It would be like, it would just be like setting money on fire. It'd be insane for me. No. No, 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 no.
Yeah, not my style either.
Not my style either. All right, so this is what's interesting. Something else that's it's kind of the rage, and men and women are doing it. So it's not just women. Men are doing it too. you know, because there's all different kinds of workouts, and especially because of the whole gym thing and all that sort of stuff. So this or that, trampoline workout or boxing? Trampoline or boxing?
I actually like boxing, so go with boxing.
Boxing. I kind of think boxing, too, but people swear by trampolines. I think I've also heard people get hurt on trampolines, like break their ankle or fly off or even if it's covered or blah. I think boxing. I like. Remember there was that guy that had the Taibo stuff, Billy, whatever his name was?
Yeah, Billy Blanks.
Yeah, Billy Blanks. I did that, and I liked it, right? It's just movement, people, right? Jab this, two, jab right, left. And I like boxing, too. So, I mean, I like boxing. So I think if I was for either one, I think my best bet would be like you, boxing. So here's what we could do. We could have a snowball fight. We could eat some buttered popcorn, and then, because we got to burn some of that off, and then we could go box.
Yeah, we can spar, have a sparring session.
Sparring session. But if you gave me a black eye, you know how much trouble you'd be in?
Well, we could hit pads first.
Pads. Yeah. All right, I like it. All right, so you know, it's never fun to get the humdrum household things, but let's face it, nobody wants a dirty carpet. So a good old vacuum or one of those Roombas?
Vacuum, for sure.
Why not the Roomba? You just turn it on and you don't have to do anything. It just runs around your house or your apartment or wherever.
Yeah, I'm not against the idea, but honestly, I kind of like to vacuum in a way. It's like sort of therapeutic, and then once you're finished, you feel like accomplished, you know?
I love it. You like to vacuum. Can you please clip this off, and we're going to play that again and again in the show. Sir Eric likes to vacuum. I've never heard ever any man say that. So congratulations for saying that. So there you go. I'm about the Roomba. I don't want to pick up a vacuum and vacuum. I hate it. I don't feel accomplished. I don't want all that dust in my face. Sir Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
You never know what you're going to find out on this show. Thanks so much for listening to this hour. See you again shortly. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.